Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Building a Business Case for Data Initiatives. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Tools and Techniques in Data Product Management in the Data Product Management for Financial Services Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key components of a compelling business case, strategies for effective stakeholder engagement, and how to communicate the value of data products. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to develop a persuasive business case for your data initiatives, engage stakeholders effectively, and articulate the benefits of data products to your organization. Main content. Key components of a business case. A well-structured business case is essential for advocating data initiatives. It should contain several key components. Executive summary. This section provides a concise overview of the business case, highlighting the problem, proposed solution, and anticipated benefits. It should grab the attention of decision makers, making them want to read further. Problem statement. Clearly define the business problem or opportunity that the data initiative addresses. Use data and examples to illustrate the impact of the problem on the organization, such as inefficiencies or missed revenue opportunities. Proposed solution. Detail the data initiative you propose, including the goals, scope, and approach. Explain how this initiative aligns with the company's strategic objectives, emphasizing its relevance to customer service improvements, benefits, and value proposition. Highlight the expected benefits of the initiative, such as cost savings, revenue growth, improved customer satisfaction, or enhanced compliance with regulations like HIPAA. Quantify these benefits where possible, as numbers resonate more with stakeholders. Cost analysis. Provide a clear breakdown of the costs associated with the data initiative, including technology, resources, and ongoing maintenance. A transparent cost analysis helps stakeholders understand the financial implications and prepares you for questions. Risk assessment. Identify potential risks associated with the initiative and present mitigation strategies. This shows that you have thoroughly considered the implications of the project and can manage challenges effectively. Strategies for stakeholder engagement. Engaging stakeholders is crucial for the success of your data initiatives. Here are some effective strategies. Identify key stakeholders. Start by identifying individuals or groups who will be impacted by the initiative or can influence its success. This includes executives, department heads, and end users. Understanding their perspectives and interests is vital. Build relationships. Establish strong relationships with stakeholders by involving them early in the process. Schedule one-on-one meetings to discuss the initiative, gather their insights, and address any concerns they may have. Communicate effectively. Tailor your communication style to your audience. Use language that resonates with different stakeholders, whether they are technical or non-technical. Use visuals, such as graphs or charts, to convey complex information more effectively. Create a feedback loop. Encourage ongoing feedback from stakeholders throughout the project. This demonstrates that you value their input and are willing to make adjustments based on their suggestions, which fosters buy-in and support. Showcase quick wins. If possible, demonstrate the impact of data initiatives through quick wins. These small successes can serve as powerful proof points to gain further support for larger projects. Communicating the value of data products. Once you've built your business case and engaged stakeholders, communicating the value of data products is essential. Here are strategies for effective communication. Use real-life examples. Illustrate the value of data products by sharing success stories from your organization or industry. For instance, if a financial services company improved customer retention through data analytics, share that case to highlight potential outcomes. Focus on outcomes. Shift the conversation from features of the data product to the outcomes it can achieve. Explain how the data product can enhance decision-making, improve operational efficiency, or drive customer satisfaction. Leverage data visualization. Utilize data visualization tools like Tableau to create compelling visuals that convey insights. Visuals can help simplify complex data findings, making it easier for stakeholders to grasp the value of data products. Tailor messages. Customize your message for different audiences. Executives may be more interested in ROI, while technical staff may want to understand the underlying technology. Adjust your pitch accordingly to ensure it resonates with each group. Be prepared for questions. Anticipate questions and concerns from stakeholders. Prepare thorough answers and be transparent about the challenges and limitations of your data initiative. Acknowledge uncertainties and present a plan for addressing them. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the essential components of a business case, effective strategies for engaging stakeholders, and best practices for communicating the value of data initiatives. By mastering these skills, you are now equipped to advocate for your data projects in a compelling and persuasive manner. As you move into the next lesson, consider how you can apply these principles to your own data initiatives and foster a culture of data-driven decision-making within your organization. Reflection questions: what key components do you think are most important when crafting your business case for a data initiative? And why? How will you identify and engage stakeholders to support your data initiatives effectively? In what ways can you communicate the value of data products to various audiences within your organization? Word count: 1019.